Hello, this is Daniel, aka Cockroach, and you're listening to the one and only Neverwinter Nights podcast. Hola, soy Daniel, más conocido como Cucaracha, y estáis escuchando el único e irrepetible podcast de Neverwinter Nights.
This is so exciting! Wow! Where to begin?
It's the Neverwinter Nights podcast.
The Neverwinter Nights podcast.
The only podcast for the Neverwinter Nights game series, bringing you news, interviews, reviews, and more for the community, by the community. You can find us online at neverwinternightspodcast.com. And now, on to the show.
Hi, I'm Michelle, a.k.a. Liso.
Hey, and I'm Trey, a.k.a. Astrakhan.
Hello!
Yeah. And this is episode 98 of the Neverwinter Nights Community Podcast.
Hey, the podcast all about the Neverwinter Nights series of role-playing games. Hey, later in the show, we're going to have a special guest, so please stay tuned for that. But before we do that, let's get on to the news.
News.
Hey, some interesting news coming out of the CEP Community Expansion Pack. They're planning on adding custom classes and an add-on hack. Have you heard about that, Michelle?
I heard about it when I read the show notes today. Well, it's true.
So, we'll put a link to that in the show notes, and you can head over there and tell them what you think about that. Because I think they're wanting to know, hey, what custom classes would you like to see in the CEP? And so, there's been lots of posts out here already, so, over in their forums.
I'm trying desperately to remember the... and I wanted to thank them, and I can't remember for the life of me what their nick was in IRC. It informed me of today's announcement by the CTP. Babylon. The desert is huge, hot, and aridous. However, the oasis awaits you. apparently, they have recently released a tile set that is a big desert scene. It's really nifty. We have a link here to the screenshots, and I also have a link here to where it'll be released on the vault. It was pending approval today, so it'll be up there anytime.
Cool. They've been wanting to release that.
Yeah, it was announced today, but it has been finished and it has been uploaded to the vault.
I think that word you were trying to read was arduous.
Arduous, yes. I've never seen that word before. On to the next bit of news. Vault Hall of Fames for March 2009. What all do we have in there?
So I guess the Vault has released the Hall of Fame entries for March, right?
Uh-huh.
At the top of the hack packs is CEP version 2.2 by the CEP team. They got a score of 10 with 35 votes.
Nice.
And also with a 10 is alternate door forms for 1.69 by Galeon. No, that's not right. Galinig. Galonig. Gaulonig. Updated by Dorian. Also getting a 10 with 25 votes was Sins. Adds on hack to Worms Seasonal Forest 10, now in beta 12 testing.
Okay, this is for Neverwinter Nights 1, by the way.
Yeah, and that was for, that was by Sinemanalis. Sinemanalis. Yeah, okay.
And for Neverwinter Night modules, Chronicles of Zartoril? Zartoril, maybe? Shadows of a King Justice. And that is by Glenn Pudney. The Nether Scrolls by Paper Monk. And BT3, Temple of Elder Gods by PNEM.
Under the other category for Hall of Fame for March 2009, NWN Explorer Reborn by Akros, who I know he's on the CEP team. I got a 10 with 27 votes. And then Emote Cons for NWN 1.69 by the Amethyst Dragon got a 9.99 with 25.
And for Portraits, Branna by Wicked score of 9.91 with 25 votes.
Very good artwork. Oh, wait. It's interesting. It's a painting of a photo of themselves. Anyway, that one. So that's a real person.
Oh, nifty. Oh, wait, hold up. I remember the chatter that informed me of the news about the CTP. It was Superfly. Superfly 2000, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Hey, and the PRC keeps releasing bug fixes for 3.3. On Monday, April 6th, Stradivarius posted over in the Bioware forums that they've added three new prestige classes for the Tome of Battle. The Master of Nine, the Eternal Blade, and the Shadow Sun Ninja are all now available for reviewing and gaming pleasure. The Master of Nine combines all of the disciplines into one, while the other two focus on individual disciplines. Setting Sun and Shadow Hand for the Shadow Sun Ninja and Diamond Mine for the Eternal Blade. So they keep saying that, hey, this is the last release. This is the last release. But then every month, though, they put something new out. Interesting. Latest Mystery of Westgate news. 4-7 Tiberius 209. And I'm quoting here from the forums. Contrary to what some have implied, we really are waiting on Hasbro's approval. That approval has not come, apparently, because of concerns regarding some of the European distributors. I don't know enough to be more specific as to the nature of these concerns. The result is the same regardless.
Was it the Tiberius Post?
Yes. What that means is that you, North American customers, could be playing right now. But everyone, ASEAN included, has always desired a simultaneous release. The question is whether the approvals will take long enough to warrant a staggered release, or if we should continue holding up everyone to wait for the concerns to be addressed. I don't know which direction it will go. So, Ashley, if you've been following some of the posts, and that's ending the quote, this is now Ashercon talking. If you have been, if you've kind of been watching all the posts that have been happening out there in the Bioware forums, it's gotten kind of nasty the last couple of days, and I think everybody's getting really frustrated, including the ASEAN people as well. I've even saw a couple of moderators are getting a little frustrated as well.
It's a pretty tenuous situation.
Yes, it's getting a little tense out there. So,
hey Trey, how about you call Taipei?
What do you want me calling?
Well, be nice.
And now we have the great Taipei with a special announcement for you.
Well, as some of you may know, some of you who are members of the Academy for Modding Excellence, our chairman, Ben, has had to step down for real-life issues. There's no health issues, nothing like that. Just, you know, he's just a really busy guy. And we are currently holding votes for a new chairman and possibly a new vice chairman as well.
My goodness. That's some news indeed.
Well, who is the prospective chairman and vice chairman, though?
Oh, I can't give that away now, can I?
Well, why can't you? I think it's the only two people on the poll.
There are, but anybody can throw their hat in. Any member can throw their hat in.
So you are internally voting on who the next chairman and co-chairman are?
We are, yeah. Most of that personnel decisions are done through voting by the team.
Excellent. Yeah, you probably don't want to tell us that until it's finished.
Okay, all I will say is Taipei is special.
So is Michelle, but dropped on her head special.
Yeah. Well, I don't hold anything against my parents. They've learned their lessons, you know. They didn't drop the other two.
Well, the poll officially closes on Friday, so hopefully by then, when this episode is posted, we can post the details.
Or put it in next week's show.
Or put it in next week's show. That's right. We were chatting on who, maybe possibly doing a recording with the new chairman and vice chairman for next week's show.
Bonus?
Depending on how this cold I'm starting to feel is going.
We don't care about your cold. It's okay.
I thought she was going to say, we don't care about you, Tyve.
No, yeah, sure I did not see that. I talked him into coming in, even though he said he sounds like he's in the bathroom. I mean, your mic actually sounds better tonight than it ever has.
Oh, really? That's because I'm in the bedroom today. I'm not banned to the office.
Oh, okay. Your office is in the bathroom?
Yeah, apparently. Yeah. I have a nice porcelain seat.
Flushable seat.
I don't have to take bathroom breaks. It's awesome.
And Tyve, how about you do a spiel on recruiting some people for Neverwinter Nights too?
Oh, yeah. Why don't I do that? Yes. The AME is actively recruiting for Neverwinter Nights 2 members. If you're interested, you can drop by our website. I guess we'll put that in the show notes. You can contact either myself or Andarian and let us know that you're interested. You'll have to register there. You'll get a registration email, confirmation, all that good stuff. And then as soon as you're ready to sign up, and let us know. And then each person who is a prospective member is voted on by the team. It's pretty much a formality. But, you know, most people who have gone through the voting process get through. And if you know, if you're just a fan of the game, you don't have to be a builder. You don't have to be a content creator. You just have
you could
be
like me. I just play the game.
There you go. And if you play modules in any way, you know, why not give a little bit of time to the Academy for Modding Excellence?
Why not? Indeed. Thanks a lot, Tyve.
Thanks, guys. Take it easy.
Okay. Hey, in some other news, Skunt put a whole bunch of news out there today about Wizards of the Coast. Evidently, they're suing 8 people for copyright infringements. And I think all of this hit yesterday. So on the 6th, they filed 3 lawsuits in the U.S. District Court for the Western District of Washington against 8 individuals, including named defendants located in the United States, Poland, and the Philippines. Evidently, they were making their recently released Dungeons & Dragons Player's Handbook number 2 available for free download off of some websites. And that's a no-no. Yeah, so that violated just about all their copyrights and privacies and piracies of their products. And Greg Leeds, the president of the Wizards of the Coast, went on to say that violations of our copyrights and piracies of our products hurt not only Wizards of the Coast's financial health, but also the health of the whole gaming community, including retailers and players. He says, we have brought these suits to stop the illegal activities of these defendants and to deter future unauthorized and unlawful file sharing.
Well, to follow up on Tyve's news, he did forget to mention about multiplayers. They need multiplayer help also to test out multiplayer modules, I assume, correct? They need assistance in multiplayer modules, going in and testing them. You know, do they run good? Are they fun? Et cetera, et cetera. And for the nominations on AME, the Overlord has spoken through me. If you play multiplayer or can DM, we need the help. There you go. Straight from the Tyve's mouth.
Okay, one last news item, and then we'll get to our special guest. It seems like a lot of sites are reporting that Dave Arnson, who is the co-creator of the Dungeons & Dragons along with Gary Gygax, that evidently he possibly is in a hospital recovering from some type of illness. Some sites are reporting that he has died, but the family is not taking any contact, so no one knows if that's true or not. He is an American game designer who co-created the Dungeons & Dragons role-playing game with Gary Gygax in the early 1970s. So hoping that he gets well. I think that's it we have for the news. What is that?
What is what?
Is that a roach?
Oh my god, we have roaches?
How did a roach get in our room?
Hey, just enter by the hole.
Oh no, call the exterminator.
No, don't do that. We are only few.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have QK the roach with us.
Yay!
Welcome, QK.
I guilty him into being here this late.
Yes, 4 a.m. here.
Welcome to the show, QK. What you been up to?
Well, as usual, working with Neverwinter Nights. It's the only thing I know.
Are you fixing to release something?
Are you talking about the last days or the last week or the last month?
Well, actually, you had some news that you shared with me a little while ago. PW?
Something about the reopen?
Yeah, but I got excited. I don't know what happened today, but my builders just attacked me by surprise and told me that they wanted to start the server now, and they were looking for hosts to keep the module online. So I said, okay, and we think it will be a good host, that what we can expect from them, that we say that Theros Oscuros will be opened in just some days if we have some luck. So it's cool because I have the persistent world stop, and I would really like to play again because it's the most fun I can get into Neverwinter Nights, playing online and in my persistent world, if I can, of course.
So do you like playing more than DMing?
Or? Sometimes yes, sometimes not. Because I'm an evil DM, you know?
I can't imagine that.
An evil DM?
No way.
Yeah, I'm the kind of DM that is always complaining to the players. Hey, you! Keep that sword! Don't kill that PNC!
So are there rideable roaches in that PW?
What? We have I have my own avatar over there. And it's venerated by everyone, you know?
Yeah, sorry, I couldn't resist. Hey, so how's your English version of King for a Day doing?
Oh, well, it's doing nice. Not pretty well as I expected, but
I'm playing it. I'm about halfway through.
Yeah, but you told me it was very difficult for you.
Difficult?
Yeah, it's...
I didn't tell you that. I did not even cheat at the test. I actually did it.
I think most people is getting crazy with the module because it's getting difficult. Yeah. You know, when the Neverwinter Night game updated with Storm of Sahira, the game... I don't know why the intelligence of the creatures became more difficult now those start to to be pocketing and taunting the characters, and they don't give us any kind of treasure. So. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm very tired today.
Fortunately, I don't have Storm as a Hear installed right now, so I'm not having those problems.
That's cool.
I just have Mask of the Betrayer. Because Storm as a Hear was screwing through too many things up.
Yeah, I've managed to update the module without Storm as a Hear for the moment, you know, just importing the needed files. And I should do another update soon for the module to fix some stuff, I think, to make it more compatible with StarCity, if I can.
Do you think you'll be releasing any more modules?
That's my main concern today, because now that I'm thinking that I will have to be present all day in the persistent world, you know, making the updates and building all day and taking care of the players. It will be hard to start again making single player modules or even my custom content works. I don't know.
Okay, so if an English speaking player wanted to come into your PW, would they be like completely lost?
Yeah, absolutely lost. Yeah, I had some experience in the past, you know, English people or Italian people entering the persistent world and saying, oh, that is great, but it is all in Spanish. Sorry, yeah, I can't do anything for that.
Yeah. Oh, it's okay. It's not like I go into that many of them anyway.
Yeah, you know, I always had a dream to make a persistent world with different languages. So like the Babel Tower, everyone talking different. Some people in English, some people in Spanish or in Italian. And that would be really amazing. You imagine? It would be more real. Imagine if you mixed different factions of players fighting one versus another and everybody makes their plot in their own language. That would be cool, and it can be done with Neverwinter Nights, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the top table finds and that.
I don't know, if somehow I find an amusement, I can just go around talking to people and be oblivious to what they're saying and just pretend, you know, that I'm having a conversation.
Most people enter half orcs, you know, and saying, I don't understand. Or in Spanish, yo no entender.
Well, I will have to say I'm halfway through King for a Day, and it is excellent. The English version came out quite well, and there is some voice acting in it, and some of it by QK. The landing in the game is quite amusing. I giggled. It was hilarious. I had a good time with that, and he actually has some very well thought out things to do in the module. Including a test that I really, really wanted to cheat on, but didn't.
So you haven't finished it?
No, I haven't finished it yet.
Oh my gosh, there must be a blue moon.
I just started it last week, and besides, I had things to do. Hey, Trey, have you finished Mask of the Betrayer?
I'm really close. If I can just do the final battle.
The problem is that Lisa has been playing Mrs. of Westgate 5 or 6 times.
No, I've only played it twice.
Anything else going on cool this QK?
Oh yes, I released some cocoons placebos, you know, like Dragon X. They are about 6 different Dragon Eggs with a glow texture. And I'm trying right now for a new creature.
Can you give us a link to that release?
Yes, I will later, so you can post it over the show notes.
Right.
And I'm pointing out for a new creature. I told this a few days ago. I want to make a chest that can move.
Oh, from Discworld.
Yeah.
Did you say a chest?
Yeah, a chest. You know, it's a chest with teeth and legs.
It's a mobile chest. It's very, he posted, he showed, you could show Troy the link for that. He got it from Discworld.
Yeah, I've heard of Discworld.
He wants to create his own, though.
Yeah, it's a creature, you know, you can have it as a companion, and it's basically a chest. So, it can take all your inventory and will follow you everywhere. I will give you a screenshot. You want to take a look and you will say, wow, this...
I would be really, really careful about putting your items in this chest, though, because it looks like it can bite.
Yeah.
Looks like a temperamental chest.
Okay, you can set it as a trap, too. You know, the big adventurer that is always looting all the dungeons, and he just touch that chest and it comes to life and it can beat you, you know? That will be fun.
Beat by a chest.
Yes, you better be careful what you put in it.
So it'll like spit stuff back out at you or something like
Don't put your stinky shoes in it. Everybody applaud QK because he is up at 4 o'clock in the morning to hang out with us.
No problem. He's just done. Very sleepy today. You know, cockroaches should never do those things I do. Oh my.
Oh my.
Thank you, Johnny. Just Johnny that said, very cool. Yeah, you know, it's a compliment from custom content god.
I live with a god. Yay! That's a little intimidating.
You don't know in the IDC chat channel we have our own Church of Re.
Church of Re.
Church of Re.
The Church of Re, yeah. You can ask. There are many faithful people there.
There are. That's funny. So you're making a walking chest that will follow you around and nibble at your feet?
Yeah, it can be used as a companion or can be used as an enemy.
Will it talk?
Yeah, of course. I wish you to get Skunky's voice. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure he will oblige.
It should be a cute voice, though. Something that's kind of, like, amusing.
Like a cartoon voice.
Something that's amusing, something that's like pleasant that you don't mind listening to.
Yeah, like Roger Rabbit's voice.
Roger Rabbit? I'm sure he's thinking more long lines of Jessica Rabbit.
No.
I love the voice of the sword you have in Hordes of the Underdark.
Hordes of the Underdark?
And Sarik. That sword in Hordes of the Underdark.
Ah.
That intelligent sword you had. It was always hitting them.
Maybe a voice like this.
Oh boy, you gotta admit that was fun.
God. I think I'd kill my chest.
You don't like that one?
That's annoying. I mean, why don't you just have him do SpongeBob? I mean, that's just as bad.
Here, buddy. I like you already.
You know, something like that.
Trey, you just have an arsenal of noises, don't you?
Hey, and I have been playing Mysteries of Westgate, too.
Yeah.
You've been playing it?
QK has it. He has a reviewer's code.
Oh man. for those people that are listening, that have been wanting it. Oh my gosh. Have you not seen what's been going on in the forums in the last 3 or 4 days?
Yes, we have seen it. I just refuse to get sucked into it.
That's a good choice. But no, really, you should wait to the release because it's a good module, but okay. Everybody says that it will be a good expansion, a good adventure pack for Neverwinter Nights 2. It's not Ocean's fault, and it's life. Yes.
So have you finished?
No.
He's still playing it.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. Yeah, I want to enjoy it piece by piece, by. But not really.
Yeah, just add that salt into that wound, QK.
That's the way I like to play games. Nice and slow so I can enjoy it.
Make him feel the pain.
No, but I'm lying, yeah. I'm always beating the dust, you know? Like, okay, I have a monster here. Let's go for it. Ah! It's really hard module.
Yes, it is.
It's hard?
Oh, some of the battles are very difficult.
Huh.
You really have to be... Well, you know, I said it in my review also. Be prepared always. The great thing about it, though, and I think I can do this discussion because I'm not going to give away spoilers, but the great thing about it is you have an option of abandoning that situation and going back at a higher level. If you're too low a level for it, you can stop, and you can come back to it and try again in several of the situations. That's a fantastic feature in the game.
Yeah, that's great. But for me, the most great thing about Mysteries of Wizard was the area design.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
Those three areas of the city of Westgate, the exterior areas, and the Mercant place is just beautiful. It's lovely. I have never seen anything like that. Nice too.
I love the maps in Mysteries of Westgate also. I never got lost. It was fantastic. I'm directionally inept, so when anything helps me not be lost, it's fantastic.
QK, so how's it going over in AME? Anything you can tell us over there?
Oh yes, I think people is finishing with the Neverwinter Nights 1 nomination, so we will just enter into the final phase where the winners will decide. And I don't know much, as I don't see the Neverwinter Nights 1 nominations. I'm always more focused on Neverwinter Nights 2. And as usual, we are looking for people to be added into the Neverwinter Nights 2 section. Because there are already many modules to review. And I can do it all alone.
Yes, I have actually been showing up at the AME and helping.
Have you?
Yes, I have. I even made some nominations. Ah. I've done some voting and found some interesting nominations, which I can't tell, but...
So are you doing the videos again?
I think so for the moment. But I think all the people is helping now to take the shots of the videos, and they are uploading now then. And I improve my video techniques. Now I will use new tools, and I think it will be fantastic.
Okay, let's. Does anybody in the IRC have any questions for QK? How big is the Spanish-speaking NWN community? QK, Dave wants to know.
I think now we're getting more people. Not more people right now because...
How many?
Well, in my community there are about 3,000 users.
Nice.
Yeah, but that was only Neverwinter Nights. The site started with Neverwinter Nights 2. Because we were another 3 or 4,000 when I started the site in 2004.
So, that's quite a bit.
Yeah, there are new persistent worlds now, like I see Dragonlance in Spanish, and I think many people is starting now a lot of projects with Neverwinter Nights 2 in Spanish.
So, Dave, about 3,000 people. What can the podcast do to help non-English speaking folks in the NWN community? That's a loaded question.
Well, you know what? There may be a lot of them that don't speak English, but if they're in the last few generations, most of them do understand it at least.
Right. Really about the only thing we can do since we're all about audio is that someone would translate us.
Yeah, that's the problem, exactly. We need people supporting translations.
I don't think we have anybody on staff that speaks Spanish.
No.
Hint. Hint, hint.
General Neverwinter Nights villain.
Hint, 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 QK.
Sorry.
Does Dave speak Spanish? I don't know.
I know that Dave could use Google Translator really well.
That's for text.
Yep.
All right. Hey, QK, we appreciate you coming by and visiting with us tonight. I know it's really early in the morning there for you, and you're probably wanting to go to bed.
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
Thank you, QK, very much.
Keep up the good work. You're one of the celebrities in the community.
No, I will be here with the tool set. Don't worry. See you.
What did he say?
I'll be here with the tool set. Don't worry.
Oh, okay.
The tool set is his friend.
He's asleep. Hey, we have a new, we created a new forum on the Never Were Nice podcast forum called The Cookie Jar.
Oh, do we?
Yeah.
Neat name. Where do we get that from?
And we're going to use that. So if you have some nice morsels, tasty morsels of modules or game worlds that you've played and you want to give like a little mini review, go into that. Go into the cookie jar and leave a cookie for us. And let's go see if there's any cookies in the jar at the moment. Oh, look, there's two cookies.
Oh, yeah?
Looks like Starker B left a couple of cookies for us. Character creator for NWN1 by Genesis and Guile. He says, it's a character creator 3, final edition, sorry. That's the official name for it. It's a great way to test out your builds or for random adventures on any level. And that can be found on the vault for single players and for fun on the with multipliers. A good thing to do when you want to make that perfect NWN character. And looks like Striker B gave that a 9.75. I read the first review, you read the second one.
Let's see, when was this module released? Oh, very, very recently, just a little over 2 weeks ago. It has 5 votes already. It's at 8.42, which is very decent. Dungeon Adventure and Other Puzzles. It's light on roleplay, medium on hack and slash, medium on tricks and traps. It's part of a series, and it is single player, and you start out at level 1 minimum, level 6 maximum, 4 hours of gameplay, requires patch 1.22, and Mask of the Betrayer.
Okay, so what's the latest developments on the Girl Gamer Roundtable?
Well, still trying to gather up everybody who wants to join. I know that Roanne and put out a couple of feelers to a couple of people, and some other emails have gone out. So we're just waiting for responses and locking down time and day. Hopefully sometime after the holidays, after Easter. I don't want to infringe on the whole, you know, family Easter holiday thing.
Okay, now of IRC, what we're going to start trying to do is, most of you have been in IRC since we started recording tonight, but we've basically been ignoring you for the most part because we found that it's very distracting, and it turned our recording sessions into longer productions. So we hope that doesn't discourage you from staying in the IRC, but what we're going to try to start doing from now on is we will still stream it on Tuesday nights and try to behave. It'll still help us behave. And then at the end of the show, we'll do like a 10-15 minute segment where we'll go back through the IRC and see if anybody had any questions or comments about whatever we talked about during the show. And if you would, like, if you have a question or comment, if you would preface it with, you know, like, question being all caps or comment in all caps, then that'll help us find them. And so who do we have all in the IRC tonight? We had, I think Dave joined us. Of course, Johnny Ree was there.
We have Andarian. We have Tybay.
Uh-huh.
Tony, a.k.a. Andarian.
Gloggerbot. Can you believe this? I'm looking halfway down, and it goes, oops. Sorry, Trey, thought you were hitting the end call, too. Laugh out loud. Now, how does it say stuff like that?
There's
got to be somebody behind that.
I think it randomly picks up comments. But think it randomly picks up comments.
That's kind of eerie and freaky to me, though.
I think it's kind of funny.
Some of the stuff that it comes up with. Anyway.
Well, Granny Fool says that Gloggerbot, you know, has evil intentions on world domination, and Granny Fool suspects he will be the first sacrifice. So.
Okay, so did we actually have any questions or comments tonight, looking back through the IRC?
And Darian Tybay did AME justice by coming on and doing the recruitment plug and all that stuff. So we've covered AME needs helpers for Neverwinter Nights 2 and PW testers. We've covered CTP, CEP.
What about the CUP?
No.
So did Johnny release any new characters this week? Since he's been putting them out left and right?
No, the Minotaurs are the last ones. And I don't think we're really... He is planning on doing a couple of heads variations for the Minotaurs, including some clothes and... he slaps me for having bad taste, but he's drooling over Alyssa Milano. Anyway, which he has to have watched it to know she was on there, you loser.
Man.
Anyway.
And Michelle gets hostile at the IRCers.
Only at Tybay. Do you know he actually slapped me for listening to Prince?
Oh my gosh.
I was listening to a
Please Prince. Tell me it was just in your shuffle and you were like, oh yeah, I remember the song. So you listened to it for a little bit and then you turned it off.
It was one of the songs from the 80s. And Tybay actually sent one of those winks with a mouse slapping me for listening to Prince. So I can't even remember which song it was, but he did. He slapped me for it.
Okay, I'm reading back up through the IRC chat, and I found something funny. And Darian says, the stream is one way, right? They can't hear me if I talk. Okay, that's almost as good as what I said.
It's almost as good as Trey telling you how to.
He doesn't have to know.
He was telling you how to use it when you weren't listening yet.
Shut up. Tony is like a very smart person, and I don't want him to know how dumb I am.
Hey, I've got it recorded, so if you edit it out, I can just slide it over to him.
Oh, you know that's going to be edited out.
Well, hey, you know what, Andarian? I have the original, so if you want to hear that segment, I will slide it right over to you.
No, you won't.
Sure, you will.
Oh, I'll dock your pay.
What pay? What are you? I'm going to go into the negative?
Well, once again, thank you everybody for joining us on IRC. It makes us, I don't know, I'm going to get a little sappy here, but it makes me feel like we really have listeners. Other than the two or three that we think we always have. So I appreciate y'all joining us.
Group hug. Are you okay, Trey? Trey, are you okay? I'm there for you, man. Seriously. I'm so there for you. So until next time.
In the game.
And level up.
You can always reach us via our website at neverwinternightspodcast.com or by email at show@neverwinternightspodcast.com. You can also leave an audio comment or listener hello by calling us on Skype. Just call NWN Podcast, all one word. The opinions and viewpoints expressed on the Neverwinter Nights podcast are not necessarily those of its sponsors or those of Obsidian, BioWare, Atari, their partners, or employees. The Neverwinter Nights podcast is a production of These Old Geeks, who is solely responsible for its content.
For now, I say we crack some of those kegs and drown the flagon in wine.
The Neverwinter Nights podcast.
The Neverwinter Nights podcast is copyright 2009.